The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Mirakl. Because traditional commerce is just code for not growing, it's time to do better than the status quo. Join 450 retailers who are scaling 6 times faster with AI, automation, and a platform built for what's next. Marketplace, dropship, and retail media at enterprise-grade scale. It's time to accelerate with Mirakl. It's June 2nd, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Salesforce to acquire Informatica. Social commerce panel reveals influencer importance. Lowe's launches its marketplace. And TerraFeud event with Passport recap. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains 5 items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Salesforce to acquire Informatica. I think it's a good move for their relevance in the AI world, but let's unpack what it means. What happened? Salesforce signed an agreement to acquire Informatica. Informatica plays in what's called master data management space, including storing the enterprise source of truth for the product catalogs and quite a number of other domains. This includes governance of that data, how and why it can change, what changes have been made, and how to evolve that data over time. Here are a few thoughts. Informatica is a long-term owner of a lot of this master data through their PIM and MDM solutions. All of the major global system integrators have a large Informatica practice. Just in case you think this is not interesting, Amazon has a serious belief that the AI models will follow where the data is housed. So there is potentially a very large model creation in an interaction business that Salesforce ensures it has a piece of the future, which is their intention. Additionally, all the master data means that Salesforce will now have context around the data, not just the ability to scrape data, which is what a lot of the AI agents are doing now. Salesforce is signaling that in the AI future, you need the data. Data Cloud is probably not working quite well enough on its own. And so what's the draw to give your core data to Salesforce if you're not already a Salesforce customer? The question is probably not much. It had to find the next best source of data after Amazon and Microsoft, and likely that name is Informatica. What's next? While they're in a little bit different domain, I do think a player like Snowflake is in play, and I think that it's likely that Salesforce sniffed around Snowflake but found that it was too expensive. Informatica had less of a cloud AI play than Snowflake, and so this matchup for the valuation required sounds like a better fit. This could distract and slow down Salesforce. Informatica is not known for being nimble, and cultures don't change post-acquisition very much. You could almost see potentially this meaning that Salesforce is dropping some of its on-again, off-again noises about the lower middle market. It's not a terribly lucrative play for their go-to-market strategy, which generally involves a heavy enterprise sales cycle anyway. Overall, I would call this move commerce adjacent. The world is consolidating AI around OpenAI, Microsoft, Anthropic, Amazon, Google, NVIDIA, and the world is searching for other players. Salesforce wants to be the 4th or 5th player, not the 10th player in this game, and is trying to piece together the assets to do it. In a little bit unrelated story, I do think this slightly complicates Shopify's enterprise strategy. It also potentially boxes in Shopify's wins in the enterprise to the front-end checkout part of the stack and makes it more unlikely to see Shopify moving further into the ERP or MDM side of things, which I think Shopify probably has almost no interest in anyway. Our second story. Social commerce panel reveals influencer importance. At the Lead event last week, I hosted a panel with friends David Baker and David Kost. It was good to catch up and talk shop about the state of global e-commerce. Here are a few takeaways on TikTok shop from the chat. About 80% of sales are driven by influencers in some form or fashion, either on the influencer's own feeds more often or influencer-generated content on your own feed. There's also a 2-to-1 halo effect on Amazon and direct-to-consumer. For every 2 TikTok shop sales, at least 1 combined sale will happen through Amazon and direct-to-consumer. This is measured through media mix modeling tools like Prescient AI. It can take 6 months of hard work to prove to influencers that your products are worth taking. As a result, you need to have deep inventory of SKUs that you're interested in selling through. It's not worth your time otherwise. That said, when a product hits, it can skyrocket in as few as 30 days. So your supply chain needs to be nimble, ready, and waiting to scale up quickly. Otherwise, all that investment can't be captured. A corollary of this, avoid TikTok Shop without deep inventory. It won't necessarily make as much sense for influencers. TikTok Shop is obviously quite different than other social platforms, except perhaps YouTube Shorts. Instead of building a base of followers and trying to sell through them, TikTok's algorithm is almost 100% interest-based. Any bit of content can go viral to people who don't follow you because TikTok is constantly trying to find who's interested in what content. Thanks again to Noah Gelman and Sonal Gandhi for helping set up the session. Our third story. Lowe's launches its marketplace. These vertical-specific marketplaces where a retailer has traffic, dedicated customer, and scale, it's without question a good idea. In that vein, in the last 2 weeks, Lowe's launched its own marketplace. The reason why a vertical-specific marketplace is such a great idea is people know why they're going to your site, and especially in a category like home, there are always more niche use cases that benefit from more selection. I imagine that based on the Lowe's earnings calls, Lowe's is going to follow to the letter the Walmart playbook right into digital services and ad revenue. Miracle, one of the sponsors of the Watson Weekly, is the provider for the marketplace, and in the United States, the company seems to have a hammerlock on basically all the top marketplaces that are not custom built. And our last story, TerraFeud event and the lead recap. Last week, we had a great event that RMW Commerce hosted together with a team at Passport in Chinatown at a super chill bar with 50 of your closest friends. I gave a few comments in the opening on cross-border at the outset, combined with longtime friend Jim Okamura, one of the co-founders of the Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum. One of my favorite stats from Jim's presentation was that there are 11 total countries with greater than 20% e-commerce penetration by the next few years. That's a lot of customers hungry for product globally. Of that list of 11 countries, the standard big ones, of course, like US, Canada, UK, Germany, etc., but Indonesia and Mexico stood out on the list as countries most people may not know have very high e-commerce penetration. After our penetrations, we had a great game of TerraFeud with the teams chosen from the crowd, which made the whole event very buzzy and fun. There'll be pictures from the event, and I may or may not have worn a crazy TV game show style host outfit for the occasion. Are you starting to notice a trend here? Thanks to Alex Yoncher, Tom Griffin, and the entire Passport team for their partnership on the event. If you're looking to have an actual interesting and fun event and you run marketing for a software company, drop me a note. We have a lot of interesting packages. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, Valley Lighting acquired by private equity firm Camus Equity Partners. Camus Equity Partners, an Atlanta-based private equity firm, has announced the acquisition of Valley Lighting, a Maryland-based commercial lighting distributor, for an undisclosed amount. The transaction was completed in partnership with CEO and EVP of Valley Lighting, who will both maintain a significant ownership stake in the company. The company focuses on sectors such as healthcare, government, education, and data centers, and its business model is dependent on project-driven sales, supporting design, build, and specified projects. This is not a distressed asset, but rather a bet on the growth in the Baltimore, DC, and Northern Virginia markets. Second, Forethought AI raises $65 million in Series C funding. Multi-agent AI customer service automation platform, Forethought, which serves enterprises, has announced that it raised a $65 million Series C funding round. The funding will be used to hire technology and product talent, as well as in other departments. The company aims to integrate its AI platform across multiple sectors. Customer service is rapidly evolving into a sector where multiple AI agents handle routine queries while humans address more complex ones. Third, Dick's Sporting Goods to buy Foot Locker for $2.4 billion. Dick's Sporting Goods has announced it will acquire Foot Locker for $24 a share with an equity value of approximately $2.3 billion. The transaction will be financed through cash on hand and new debt. Dick's Sporting Goods will gain 2,400 retail stores across 20 countries and will operate Foot Locker as a standalone business unit, maintaining the Foot Locker brand. Fourth, Nakuda raises $5 million to power agentic payments. Nakuda, an agentic payments infrastructure platform, has announced that it's raised $5 million in venture funding. The funding will be invested in product development and scaling operations. Nakuda is aiming to become the trust layer for agentic commerce by providing built-in authentication, guardrails, and compliance extending down to payment networks. The current financial sector relies on human presence, but Nakuda offers an SDK that enables agent-driven transactions within the existing payment ecosystem. And finally, Stored raises $200 million in debt and equity at a $1.5 billion valuation in Series E funding. Logistics startup Stored has announced that it's raised $200 million, a combination of debt and equity, at a valuation of $1.5 billion. According to reports, the equity raise was $80 million, and the debt raise was $120 million. The company is reportedly also looking at M&A, as third-party logistics is a volume-based sector. In 2024, Stored acquired the struggling e-commerce fulfillment business segment from Pitney Bowes for a reported $1.25 million. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host, Jess Lisewski, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find the Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. Our production partner for the series is Podcast on the Fly. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.